Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, and Valentine is picked off. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Howard moves to third. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Alvis reaches third base with a triple. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova juggles the ball. That's an error on Casanova. Alves scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Chico Salmon. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Askew reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. Whitfield moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield tags and scores. Askew tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gonzalez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casanova for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Savarin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Savarin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.